You Are More, a podcast to inspire vision, hope, passion, and enlightenment, to help facilitate and move you forward in all that you are called and created to both do and be on this earth. You are more. Welcome to my podcast, You Are More. I'm your host, Amy, and I'm excited to be here with you today. Here's just a quick update on things. Last week, we launched our four keys to a winning life Bible study at 6 a.m. via Zoom, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Thursday mornings. So you're listening to this Thursday or after, so we have two more weeks left after that. You're welcome to jump on if you decide, if you're interested. Go to my Instagram, Facebook. It's all there. I can get you a link to it, and you can still have time to join. But it's been a great, great experience. And so we are going to be launching some coaching opportunities again in May, and so I'll be coming to you with all that stuff. But I want to ask you a question. Have you ever felt the icy chill of you're not liked, you're not accepted, you're not wanted? Have you ever felt that feeling? Or do I stand alone in that? If you're a person that's had an experience that you're like, yeah, I know that feeling, I have a perspective. I just had a conversation today, and it really brought so much light to something that I already had known, but it just brought a whole different level of life and revelation. Sometimes things in our life, we get understanding of things in our life by varying degrees. It's degree upon degree, right? But if you're a person that's ever, you know, you've walked into a room, you've felt the chill, you've been in an environment where you're like, ooh, I don't think they like me. You've been around people that just blow you off, right? If you've had those experiences, isn't that the human experience? Haven't we all had that? But here's what I have to tell you. If you as an adult, as a rational, intelligent individual are experiencing things like that, I have good news for you. A few weeks ago, had an experience like that. And I like to speak from my experience because that's what I know. And I sat with a group of people in my industry, and I had the icy sting of I don't like you, the stares, the glares, the cold shoulder, so to speak. And here is the reality of it. I left there feeling low in my spirit. I left there feeling diminished. I left there feeling like, what the heck? Everybody in life wants approval. That's the one human quality about all of us. Everyone seeks approval. You might not seek it from everybody, but the feeling of approval, the feeling of acceptance is something that is just in our human DNA. It's in our nature, right? And as I walked through, I thought, how many times like that feeling has become, and that response has become almost like a paralyzing thing. And so I'm wondering if in your life, if you've walked into a situation and you're like, this emotion pops up a lot. And it's emotion of, I don't fit in, people don't like me, it's less than, it's a, why don't you go away, I'd be happier if you weren't around, kind of a feeling. It comes from the green-eyed monster of jealousy, by the way. I can get that out there right now. It's a jealous factor in most cases. But literally, you become, and I became, an emotional hostage to people that really, probably I make uncomfortable. But I became an emotional hostage to them because, get this, my reaction is a toxic mimic. That's a concept. It's a toxic mimic of a past experience where you didn't get the approval, where I didn't get the approval, where I didn't get those things. And you have to look at your life because we react and we respond, right? When I react, it's out of emotion. When I respond, it's out of responsibility. So when people react to you, they're sitting in a spot of darkness. When people react to you and they reject you and they're cold towards you, or the effects of jealousy come out every time you're in their presence or around them, literally they're reacting to a dark spot. They're reacting to an area of their own life that's not light, an area of their own life that is not abundant. Because everybody has felt the effects or has been stung and in the grip of jealousy at some point in time in their life. I always call jealousy, it's like the green-eyed monster. The Bible says, who can stand before jealousy? It's that, it's wicked. It's evil. It's not something that you should, sometimes when people say, oh, I'm so jealous, I'm thinking, don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. Don't ever give place to that. Don't own that, right? That is not who you want to be. Because that is also based in lack. It's also based in competition. It's also based in comparison. But when people are reacting to you and they're not liking you, or they're just they don't want to celebrate you, or they can't celebrate you, they're only reacting to their own darkness, their own lack, their own insecurity, their own issues. But where my response comes in, right? My response, which is the root of responsibility, my response is basically, if I can go back and peel back the layer, where did I miss out on approval? Where did I look for approval and didn't get it? That this experience, this emotion just keeps showing up and showing up and showing up and paralyzing me to move forward. Here's the thing. When you allow people to hold you, and I say when you allow people to, it's always personal responsibility. When you allow people to hold you emotionally hostage, what does it do? It dims your light. You might be a beacon of light, but you're vibrating at about 75% because you're under that emotion of rejection. You're under that emotion of, what do they think? They don't like me, all this kind of stuff. And it makes you dim your light when you're meant to be on this earth to shine bright. But sometimes there's confusion, like, why do I always get this feeling in this group? Why do I always walk away with this feeling? And I was in a process of discovery, because I believe until the day I go to heaven, which is a long, long time from now, by the grace of God, literally, I'm always going to be in a process of discovery and a process of growth and always working out, like, why do I keep having a response that's making me live smaller than I'm supposed to live? Maybe some of you listening to this right now can identify. You're living below where you're supposed to live because of people, like the feeling that you get when you're around people, when you put yourself out there, the feeling that comes back to you. I would say to you, and what was said to me is, where am I not complete? Where am I incomplete in something? Either, and it doesn't have to be some big trauma, guys. It doesn't have to be a big trauma. It could be a subtle rejection. It could be a subtle feeling of abandonment. It could be a subtle feeling. And here's the thing. Oftentimes, it comes from our childhood. And for the record, everybody, every parent out there, like, I'm always like, oh, Lord Jesus, I hope I'm not doing so much damage to my kids. But literally, every parent out there, they all did the best that they could possibly do with the circumstances they were given and with the knowledge that they had. Right? People love their kids. They do the best for them that they can do. So this is not a, hey, oh, my mom and dad. Hey, my mom and dad. Oh, hey, my teachers. Hey, my coaches. Guys, everybody does the best that they can do with what they've got. But I just want to tell you that so you can offer grace in situations. You can look at where maybe you are missing something, almost like a missing supplement, right? Like, I needed that approval, but I didn't get it. And so now when I'm in an environment and I don't get the approval, it takes me back to when I was a kid and I didn't get the approval. Or it takes me back to a time in college when I didn't get the approval. Like, there's triggers that you'll feel that I didn't get approval. And we all want approval. And so how do we react? We react. And in our reacting, we are being held emotionally hostage to someone else's reaction of us. Right? So does this make sense? I'm hoping that this makes sense. And I'm hoping that it's... that again, I'm always in the process of self-discovery. How do I get away from this thing that's trying to hamstring me? And the only way out is to take a deep dive on the inside and go to the root. And so I've walked through a lot of things like, you know, Christ's Life and different programs like that, right? Where you go back to the root. Today we're blessed because generations ago, they didn't talk about this kind of stuff. And now today we're like, hey, most of our issues come to how we responded to things like as a child, like your kindergarten experience, things like that. How did was that traumatic for you? All these abandonment issues that really, if we can just go to the root of it and make peace with it, it can change the trajectory of it, and that emotion no longer has to hold you hostage. You can look at it, but the emotion doesn't have to get a hold of you. Who thinks that sounds like good news? I think that sounds like good news, because when we become emotionally a hostage to people and their reactions to us, It typically is always just a toxic mimic. When I respond to someone's to a situation, when I respond to it, I'm bringing my past experience into my now, and it's a toxic one, and it's not good. And if I can get the energy of it out, if I can recognize it, recognition is 75% of the battle. If I can recognize that this has a root right here, and I can make peace with that root, and I can offer grace in that situation, then I can be free from it. It no longer has to torment me or hold me back. And I would say that 99%, no, maybe it's not that high, but 98% of all people walking around on this planet take toxic mimics into their current situations. They have an experience and it pulls out an emotion, and that emotion really is exaggerated. It's not actually what's happening today, or it's a trigger point of sensitivity to it because of something that happened in the past, right? And so we just keep taking that toxic mimic into all of our situations. We keep having the same kinds of reactions to the same kind of scenarios. And it's not that they're not happening. It's not that what you're experiencing today isn't real. It's just the ability to hold you hostage emotionally and paralyze you. That's where you got to get free at. The situations probably won't change. And if you continue to be a bright light, you'll attract more bugs. Bright lights, I always think of those sensors, right? Those zappers. Bright lights, they just attract bugs. If you can get that picture in your head, just know if you're a bright light, you're going to attract bugs. You're going to attract haters. You're going to attract people that want to see you fail. You're going to attract people that want to bring you down. It is a fact of life. People do not like to see people succeed. And they don't like to see them succeed because it makes them feel so insecure. They hate on you because they really hate where they're at. They try to bring you down. It's the crab syndrome. Don't let them get out of the bucket. Don't let them get out. And they just keep pulling you down. People are going to hate anybody that goes above average, that operates in excellence, that sees things differently, and that's actually doing something on a consistent, disciplined basis. They're going to always try to bring you back because it makes them feel better. That is just the way of life. But it doesn't have to hold you hostage, right? If you can get the revelation of where did I have something that I was incomplete, that I felt like I didn't get what I needed emotionally, approval-wise, if I can pinpoint that need, if I can pinpoint that experience, if I can pinpoint, maybe it's something that happened to you in a kindergarten classroom, if I can pinpoint that and go back to that and I can release the trauma of it out of my body, I can release the person if I've got judgment towards them or I hold any kind of ought towards them, I can release them and I can forgive that situation and I can let that negative energy out of my emotions, out of my mind. I'm not saying it's a one-time fixes-all, but I'm telling you, there's a path of release. As you're able to emotionally release people from judgments, release people from your need for approval, it sets you free. It sets you free to be the bright light. It sets you free to not just shine a light at 75%. It sets you free to shine your light bright at 100%. And I've been in this discovery situation because I've had this feeling come up so many times, and it triggers the exact same reaction. And I'm like, huh, I'm very self-aware. I'm sure I have blind spots, but I'm always watching my reactions, and I'm trying to figure out why I have such strong reactions in some situations. Like, they're just strong. They're adverse. I don't like them half the time, right? But I'm just evaluating, like, why do I get in those, or why do I get emotionally so upset in this environment that it just shuts me down? I feel the rejection. I feel the disapproval. What is that? Well, it's our human condition of not getting everything that we needed, right? And no human being can give you everything that you need. Like, we are human, and we do things against each other all the time, knowingly or unknowingly. It happens, right? So there's no judgment. There's no blame on anybody. But if you can figure out the root cause of why the feeling keeps coming, and you can dig down deep in it, where am I incomplete in something? How come this just keeps happening? If you can break the trauma that happened to you, right? You can release the energy of the trauma out of your body. You can release the feeling of rejection out of you. You can let go of some of those things. The power of that emotion, when you get in those situations, begins to diminish. I'm not saying it's 100% gone, because it's a process of walking through, and recognition, again, is 75% of it. But if you're walking through a season where you're like, man, and you typically don't experience these things unless you're pushing your limits in your life. If you're staying in the comfort zones of life, when you're just around people that everyone just does the same thing, and you're all the same thing, and you're all at the same level, guess what? You're probably not going to experience that much. But if you try to step out of the box and you do something different and you break the pattern and you break the mold, oh, I'm telling you, you're going to experience it. When you break a pattern and you break a mold and you go to a different level in your discipline, in your commitments, in your career, in your faith, in your passion, whatever it is, when you decide to take it to another level, you're going to have the crabs coming to pull you down. You're going to have situations start to present themselves. And if there's anything in you that the enemy can use to pull you back, which is typically a toxic mimic from a past experience, if there's anything that they can use to limit you and to hold you back, it will show up. You can expect it. You can expect every time you crawl out to a different level, new levels, new devils. And that is the truth. And typically, it's just people around you. And they're being accessed and used. And guess what? And we've been accessed and used. So it's not a blame game on anybody. But you just have to be aware, if you're reacting and you keep having the same reactions to people and you can't get free of it, but you know it paralyzes you, you know it shuts you down, you know it causes you to step back and not shine as bright, then sit down, take the time, reflect. Typically, that emotion, today as I was even having a conversation, literally, I knew exactly where that happened when I was talking about the feeling that I had the other day. And I'm like, oh yeah, I can totally link it back. And a whole swell of emotion came to I was like, whoa, I had no idea that that was buried there. And it wasn't even a big deal. It was not some big traumatic thing. Guys, we're a spirit being. We have different sensitivities. Your enemy studies you. He knows your weaknesses. He wants to keep you in a situation where you're paralyzed to move forward with great growth, with great impact. If you know that the enemy is not a human being, if you know the enemy is your adversary that wants to keep you living small, that doesn't want you to walk in the fullness of all that you're supposed to walk in, then you can move past it and not be emotional about it. You see what I'm saying? You kind of have to just accept it as part of the entry fee to another level, is you're going to have to experience that. But you can literally take the power back. You can take your power back and literally move forward to shine brighter, to be a greater beacon. And I do think that it comes incrementally. I think it comes at levels, right? There are levels to everything. You grow in your confidence. You stick your neck out there. You show up differently. Yeah, you're going to get whacked back. They're not going to approve. They're going to look at you like, who do you think you are? I get that feeling a lot. Who do you think you are? Some people have said it to me. Other people just give me that feeling. But guess what? It doesn't matter that they think that if it doesn't have an already mimic on the inside of me. I hope this is making sense for you. But I just felt such a freedom and such a release when I realized, oh, this is just my past trying to come forward into my future and really exaggerate it and keep me really hamstringed in. So the good news is this, all things are changeable. The good news is this, is that we have a God that brings revelation to us, that makes our path, that orders our steps, right? And on the path, when you're seeking good things and you're seeking to be impactful and you're seeking to create growth and do better and serve on a higher level to people, to be a greater contributor to humanity, you're going to run into these things because it's a design. It's a setup to take you out. Again, when I tell you the enemy studies you, he knows your weaknesses. He knows exactly what triggers to pull. So when you, by recognition, know, oh, that's a trigger for me, and go back, and you can release that energy. You can release the emotion. You can release the person. You can offer grace to the person. They're doing the best they could do at the time. They did the best that they could do. Oh, that's how they were treated. They've not known anything different. When you can offer grace, you get free. When you can offer grace, it's like your foot's caught in a trap. And when you offer grace and you release the situation and you give it over to God and you let it go and you release the people from judgment, it's like I always think about those big animal traps and a foot caught in it. And if you can get free of the offense of it, if you can get free of the emotion of it, if you can get free of those things, lights out, baby. Lights out, baby. If you can get free. So don't sit in it. I sat there the other day in this experience, and I sat there and I was sitting in it. And I thought, well, I know better to sit in this, but I'm trying to figure out why it's always the same feeling around the same group of people. And I'm like, huh. And I just am like a rabbit on a trail or a whatever. I don't even know if that's a thing. Anyway, I'm just like on the hunt. I've got to figure out why this keeps showing up in my life. Because if I can figure out why this shows up in my life, like I can help set other people free in this area, but I can be free in this area. And where it's causing me to be paralyzed and causing me to dim my light, causing me not show up at the highest level, I can move forward because that emotion doesn't have a hold on me anymore. I can recognize it in a different way. It gets on the outside of you. Now we have times it's on the inside of us, but recognition, release, forgiveness, grace, it gets on the outside of us. It still might try to hit us. It still might, because you got to build a wall against it, right? You got to build that muscle up. It still might try to get a hold of us, but I promise you, if you keep walking that path, you get stronger and stronger at it, and you might get that feeling for a minute, but it loses power. It's on the outside. It's not on the inside. Its hold on you goes away. But is it a commitment to work on a deeper level? It is. And I think that your success in life is so driven by your interior. Your interior reactions, your interior emotions, how you respond to things, what you hold on to, what you release. Guys, the greatest thing that we have is the ability. The Holy Spirit, I love him. He always gives us the ability. He'll show us those hidden things of darkness. He'll show us those secret things that keep our life bound. And he may be showing it to you. Like you might have red lights going off everywhere in your life. Like every time you get in these situations, it's the same emotion over and over and over. That is the red light. Pay attention to those emotions. There's a root to them. And if you can get rid of the root, you can get freedom. If you can get rid of the root and you can go to the root cause of those things, literally you can shine bright. You can start to shine at your true potential. You can walk in your true potential. You can start to stretch out in your true potential, right? Because right now, think of all those things. They're emotional hostages. You're being held hostage to those emotions. Because of people typically in your current day that are sitting in darkness, that aren't sitting in the same kind of light that you're sitting in. They're sitting in jealousy. They're sitting in whatever that darkness is, right? Comparison, whatever it is, they're sitting in that. And when you can choose to respond instead of react, it's a choice. When you can just have the choice to either, I'm going to allow them to rule my emotions and make me feel bad, or I'm going to just take the responsible thing and I'm going to react responsibly and like, okay, this is just their darkness. This is just their lack in their own life. This is just their issue, right? And you can respond that way. It sets you free to do and become all you're on this earth to do. So know this, your enemy studies you. He knows your weaknesses. They've been set up from the beginning of time because you, to fulfill your purpose on this earth, to fulfill all God has for you, are going to have to be so on the inside, so know yourself. Be really, really thoughtful as to who you are, what triggers you. And when you understand what triggers you and you can go to the root of it, you can get free. And when you get that root taken care of, and that's a process, but the recognition, again, is the 75% of the battle. When you can get that root taken care of, you can walk free. You can shine bright. And just know this, you are more. You're on this earth to shine bright. So the border guards are going to hit your life. You're going to experience it. You're going to want to withdraw. It's going to try to paralyze you. It's going to try to cause you to step back. Keep moving. Do not withdraw. Do not dim your light. Do not step back down because you think that's what I have to do. Don't do it. Don't dim your light. Shine bright. You're the only person on this earth that's you. And you are the original you. Show it off in every fashion. There's nobody else on this earth who can be. So be the best you can be on this earth. Show it off. Shine bright. And be all that you can be. And impact as many people as you can possibly impact. So remember this. You are more. You truly are more. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please give it a like, share. I would love for you to share it with a friend of yours, have them listen to it. I'd love some feedback. If you have any, reach out to me on any of my social media platforms. DM me, whatever, drop into my mailbox. I would love to hear from you. So thanks so much. Thanks for making my podcast a top 3% podcast. Guys, I was blown away by that, but it's all because of you, my listeners. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening to me every week. I really appreciate it. Be blessed and go get them.